The ongoing struggle to fund Nome's new museum and library and Cowarick's Beringia Museum shared the stage with a divisive contract for ambulance and fire truck repairs at last night's Nome City Council meeting. The Richard Foster Building is set to house both the city and Cowarick's museums, as well as the city library, but with funding more than $3 million short, money that was meant to be secured by Cowarick, several irate city council members were vocal in both wanting the project to work but willing to shelve it until it's finally paid for. Councilmember Matt Cully.
Cowarick needs to be in it. Their lease agreement is what makes running this facility for the city feasible. And if we can't come up with this funding, I'll leave a steel structure up. We'll have those panels covered in plastic, because if we can't find that funding and they're not in it, we don't get Rasmussen, this museum can't happen.
The council's solution was to extend Cowarick's lease through July 2015 for its portion of the new building. That, says Cowarick's lead on the Beringia project, Amy Russell Jamgoshian, is enough time to secure funding.
It is a window for Cowarick and the city to jointly fundraise. Our lease and memorandum of agreement that enables Cowarick to come in and show this is a public-private partnership to our funders that we have access to. Now we have that document extended into another year to find the rest of the funding.
The council approved $7 million for purchasing fuel for the city utility and also took testimony from several members of the public supporting an increase in alcohol and tobacco taxes. But that was all prologue to what became a divisive contract for maintaining the city's fleet of emergency vehicles. The winning bid went to Trinity Sales, a business operated by KNOM Chief Engineer Roland Trowbridge. But several council members questioned whether Trowbridge's business had the proper zoning to take on the contract. While it wasn't clear how the zoning concern was raised or who raised it, Councilmember Stan Anderson and on the phone, Councilmember Jerry Brown both took it up.
It's zoned general use and not allowed as vehicle and equipment repair facility.
General use district does not permit even a variance for a vehicle repair facility.
The property in question along West 2nd Avenue and C Street, which for decades operated as the Perkins Suzuki Arctic Cat Shop, became Trowbridge's in July 2013. While he concedes zoning may have been an issue for the contract, Trowbridge says his issue is with the process.
I understand why the vote went the way it went, but I do not like the process that it went through. I think the objections that were written were basically straw arguments, and I feel that bringing the zoning up at this time is also a straw argument, and that the rejection of my bid is basically an old boys network going into action.
Councilmember Louis Green Sr. dismissed that claim.
No, because the Planning Commission is the ones that done the zoning and stuff like that. It's there on paper, you know.
For now, the city's current contract with Nome Machine Works remains in place until late July. Councilmember Matt Cully says unless the zoning is resolved, that's where the contract will stay.
The bid process is, if he doesn't meet the qualifications, the next bidder gets it. There may be an instance of a grandfather clause where that facility was used by a previous tenant in the last 2 years, where he has the grandfather clause where he can operate a shop out of it. But that's what we need to find out.
Council members say they'll be consulting with the city attorney as they look at who ultimately gets the contract. They aim to resolve the issue and potentially vote on new tobacco and alcohol taxes at their next meeting on July 14th. And taking a look at gold prices in New York this hour, gold was down by $2.50, trading at $1,316.90 per ounce. Silver up a dime to $21.22 an ounce. The price of zinc was at 98 cents a pound, and Alaska Airlines Flight 151 remains on time this morning, due in Nome at 11:46. Unofficially 44 degrees outside the downtown KNOM station, 13 minutes past 9 o'clock.